Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. A little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And we got a poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We'd like to know what you think. So click the answer that you choose. And when you do, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our new friend, Sean Coyne. He and his brother, Kevin, are the managing directors of the Coyne Partnership. They are the co-authors of Brain Steering, A Better Approach to Breakthrough Ideas. Sean, thanks again for joining us. One of the we're talking about the creative process. That's basically it, isn't it, Sean? Whether you're brainstorming, brain steering, whether you're some amalgam of the two, it's all about the creative process here, isn't it?
Absolutely. And if you use the right process, we really believe, based on, 10 years of research into this and experience at a couple of hundred different clients, that anyone can be creative. We've actually seen, CEOs and sales forces and the kind of people that you expect to be creative, but we've also seen, telephone operators and bill collectors and homemakers, all kinds of different people who are actually way more creative than they usually give themselves credit for, as long as they're able to follow an approach that will let them, channel their thinking in the right direction.
A lot of people have determined that they're not creative. And you say, it sounds like to me, that those people just have never been given the right environment, asked the right questions, or are encouraged to think about the right things.
Exactly. Being creative, is obviously a challenge for everybody. And if you don't have the right tools, it's just kind of like, throwing somebody into the deep end of the pool and expecting them to swim. Some people are able to just get it right off the bat. Other people would be quite capable of swimming, but they just need somebody to teach them how. And the great thing about having the process work the right way, which we think the brain steering process does, is that it gives them the tools they need to unlock their own creativity.
Have you found that if you put everybody in the room, for example, let's say you got 20 employees in your company, you're a small business, and in every company with 20 employees, you're going to have you're going to have alpha types and you're going to have beta types, and you put both of those types in the room at the same time, the betas are going to clam up and the alphas are going to run their mouths, and you might get something good, but you probably won't get the best result. You got any ideas? Do you recommend in brain steering? Do you recommend segregating the types?
One of the things that we do is if you've got 20 people in your company, if we are going to do a session, we would encourage people to break that group up into four or five groups of four or five people. That gives everybody plenty of room to talk, and it creates an expectation that in their small group they're supposed to talk. Yeah. And when you assign the people to the groups, you put the alphas together, and then you put the betas together, because the alphas are comfortable enough speaking up and everything that they're not going to stop each other from speaking up in their group.
Right.
Meanwhile, over here in the betas, because they're with other betas, the other people aren't jumping right in and taking up all the airtime and stuff, so everybody's kind of free to speak up. The other thing that we also do, if the people are not just of different personality types, but if they are of different levels in the company, be careful not to put the boss in the group with the newest employee,
right,
because the newest employee is never going to speak up in front of his boss. It's like, if I say one wrong thing, I might get fired.
Well, what do you think about letting the boss take the day off when this is going on?
Actually, there's a lot of times when that's extremely helpful. We have done sessions with the boss in the room, and we've done other sessions where we explicitly exclude the boss. Because what you really want is not the people with the biggest titles. What you want is the people who are best able to answer the questions you're working on that day.
Well, I always presumed,
the receptionist is the one who comes up with the best ideas.
I always presumed that if the boss had the idea that we needed, we would already be doing it.
That's true. And by the way, the boss isn't always coming up with great ideas. We were in a session once where the boss of a greeting card company had come up with an idea where you would sell greeting cards where elderly parents could write birthday cards for their young children. And those cards would be delivered to the children every year for several years, even after the grandparents had died.
Wow.
And everybody's kind of sitting around the room, incredibly uncomfortable, going, well, that feels really creepy. But people wouldn't speak up because it was the boss's idea.
Yeah.
So, no, you're exactly right. You got to be really careful if the boss is in the room to either put them in one of the small subgroups.
See, I kind of, I actually kind of like that idea. I guess maybe that says a little bit more about me than people want to know. one of the things you guys talk about is something called an idea factory. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, an idea factory. There are certain kinds of companies where just one or two great ideas aren't enough. They are the kind of people who have to produce, you know, 50 great ideas a week, every week, forever. We have a client that is a Newsweekly magazine, and every week they got to have 22 main stories that they're going to publish in that magazine. And then the next week, got to have 22 more. And no matter how good my thing was last week, I got to start all over again. Those kinds of idea factories that are just constantly having to churn out idea after idea, that's a sort of a special breed that requires some extra special tools that we mentioned in the book, you know, to help ramp up their game to just produce overwhelming quantity of ideas.
Sean, I want you to come back another day and talk to us about how to use this brain steering on what I'm calling the high velocity of change these days.
Absolutely.
Applying the creative process not to come up with something brand new, but just staying up with all the change. And give us that website again quickly, please.
Website is brainsteering.com.
Sean Coyne, C-O-Y-N-E, if you're Googling him. He and his brother Kevin wrote that book. Hey, Sean, thanks for being here. Come back real soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim. We appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.